This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. A main player in the grain markets this week is going to be the weather. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, there's two primary factors influencing the markets today, and I would add a third that is also having some influence, and I'll start with that. The third would be the dollar surging to new 14-month highs on the global currency markets, and that's never bullish for the commodity sectors. It makes our commodities less competitive on the global market, and so funds tend to be sellers of the commodities as a result. The other two factors, though, that are getting the top billing would be, first, the frost threat for this weekend for the northwestern Midwest, and the models have been trending warmer as we go through the week and reducing that frost threat, giving us more time to help those crops that are behind delayed somewhat maturity finish off. We're going to need to see more warm weather in that area, and hopefully by the first week of October we'll get close enough to maturity they'll be able to make their potential. The other factor is USDA crop report coming out on Thursday morning. Traders anticipating that we're going to see USDA add several bushels to the corn yield, add another bushel to the soybean yield in that report, and pushing surplus stocks for the coming year up a bit higher as well. So basically the trade factoring in expectations for a bearish crop report. And that's largely based on not only some of the private estimates have been out, but some of the harvest reports that have been coming out reporting just some almost ridiculously high yields where the crops have been harvested to this point.
I know that there are some in my listening area who are looking to hopefully get in the fields this week, although that might be a bit premature in this area, but still there's some who are hoping.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's very early in the harvest yet, and so many farmers are still very anxious to get out there because they know when you have high yields like this that it oftentimes takes everything that's in the stock in order to make that grain, and that leaves the stock very weak, and they want to be able to harvest before we have more lodging develop and have a cold front come through with a lot of wind or something like that and cause some lodging. So they want to get that crop in the bin as quickly as possible. We do have a major rain event. It's going to primarily focus on areas of Iowa and southern Minnesota and Nebraska and the Great Lakes area. And then once we get past that, it looks like the weather is going to open up a little bit more, make it a little bit easier for us to progress with harvest as the fields become ready.
Have you heard of areas who are already anticipating problems with weak stocks?
Yeah, I have seen some fields from Illinois and the surrounding states as well where stock rot is a problem and is a concern. So it's not going to be in every field. Farmers simply need to make sure, as you said, that they're out there scouting the fields and they know which fields are vulnerable, which are not, which hybrids perhaps have a little bit more problem than others, and make those a priority for getting harvested first.
And we talk about this weather that's coming in that's going to be a concern for some. Well, at least we're not suffering like our friends in Canada. You said that you saw an interesting picture this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Combines with snow cover on them. And they had some snow move into Alberta area yesterday to start off the week. And that cold air is what's dropping south now into the Midwest over the next few days. And what was going to give us our frost risk by the end of the week is the core of that cold weather dropped down into the northwestern Midwest. But it looks like at least now that the cold air is going to moderate enough, while it's going to be pretty chilly, it looks like the threat of any type of significant damage is going to be rather minimal. Now, to those farmers who specifically are in a low area and do get a frost or freeze, I'm sure we're going to see those reports, and that's going to be painful for them. But when you look at the big crop as a whole, the U.S. crop as a whole, it looks like we're going to be able to get by with very, very minimal damage and still have a big harvest.
Snow in September, that has to be weird even for Canada.
It is a little bit early for them, although not unheard of. It is a little bit on the cold side and a little bit early for what they would normally see it.
Again, we are expected to experience some cold weather and potentially frost in some areas, but so far it's nothing that poses a significant threat to this year's crop. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Do you have something to buy, sell, or trade? Well, then the WSMI Trading Post is for you.
It's like shopping without leaving your house.
I have for sale two television sets, flat screens. They're the big ones that takes two men, a horse, and a Boy Scout troop to pick them up.
When you have success buying, selling, or trading here on the Post, call us back and let us know about the success story. We love the success stories.
Catch the Post weekdays 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Harvest season is upon us. I spoke with local farmer Randy Littrell about what he expects to see on his farm this harvest season.
We're definitely getting everything ready to go. We pulled a few ears of corn this morning just out of the end rows, and they were 23-4. And so, it's, you know, of course, you start getting nervous when you get, you know, as the moisture comes down, the more nervous you get. So, but no, we're definitely getting everything ready to go, you know, depending on how the weather goes. And a little cooler temperatures, but you know, the humidity's come down some and the sun's warm, so hopefully the corn keeps drying.
Everyone seems really anxious to get out into the fields. We want to always keep harvests short and not be going into the winter as much as possible.
Right, yeah, those long drawn out falls, we do not like those.
Now, have you come into the situation where you're seeing that the ears are hanging down and ready to go, but the stalks are still green as can be?
You know, I was in the out in the field this morning, and our stalks, they look healthy, they're strong. But yes, the stalks are staying green, which, you know, that's a genetic thing that has gotten better over the years. But yes, the ears, you know, the shucks are opening up, ears are falling down. You know, it's getting close to time. And, you know, I guess that's what makes us all nervous.
And it seems odd that nowadays harvest smells more like you're cutting silage than actually harvesting corn.
Yeah, we was talking about that the other day. You know, with the stalks staying green and everything, it does. It, you know, it has that silage smell to it, which, you know, we've always cut silage since I was a kid, and I kind of love the smell anyway. But it seems odd to be shelling corn, and, you know, you kind of get that fresh green chop smell.
Right. Now, is there anything you're looking forward to in particular with this coming harvest season? Any problems that you're going to watch out for or anything of the sort when it comes to either harvesting corn or beans?
Well, it's typical, you know, the weather, you know, machinery breakdowns and things like that. But, you know, our crops look good. So hopefully everything, you know, if the corn stays standing and so forth, hopefully everything goes smooth. But it's going to be interesting. I know, you know, everyone's expecting a big harvest pretty well nationwide this year, and which the markets show that. So, you know, hopefully everything runs smooth and, you know, it's agriculture. You never know.
Now, with how your guys' fields look this year, are you expecting a larger than normal year on your farm?
I think our averages are, we will be above our averages. I really do. I was in Wisconsin a lot this summer, and their crops to me look amazing up there, you know, especially on the hills and so forth. And, you know, I would come home from Wisconsin, I'd think, gosh, our beans look short, you know, compared to theirs, because their beans were, I don't know, I guess they've had a good, I don't know a lot about, you know, what they do up there. But I hate making yield estimates. I just stay away from it. But, you know, there looks like there's a lot of pods on the beans. You know, like I said, you know, I've been out in the cornfield a few times the last few weeks. You know, the ears are all pretty uniform, good-looking ears of corn. So we'll just have to wait and see.
And, you know, beans can be as tall as they want, but if they don't have all those pods on them, it's just height.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, and again, you know, with the genetics, you know, with the soybeans, you know, we've come a long ways in the last, gosh, even 15, 20 years with the soybeans, you know. So, and I think the yields have been better in soybeans, you know, just kind of a little more consistent anyway. We don't have the variation we used to have with soybeans.
Now, what some farmers have seen over the recent years is that they're having big problems with weeds in their soybean fields. Have you guys had that problem, having weedy soybean fields?
Yeah, a little bit. I've noticed that too. You know, you drive down the road and you think, gosh darn, there's some ragweed or there's some hemp or something coming out there, you know. But it has made the chemical strategy change a lot. You know, I think in the last 3 or 4 years especially. You know, when we first got the Roundup beans and so forth, it was like, wow, those are nice, clean fields. But, you know, we're having to get a little more creative now.
Yeah, chemical rotation is definitely getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
Well, Randy, is there anything else you want to add before we go here? Anything about the harvest season or anything?
Well, I just hope it goes well for everyone and everyone stays safe. That's probably the main thing.
Again, that was area farmer Randy Littrell. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.